Adventures of Madame Strange. This story is called Web of Lies. This is part 3. Bianca didn't look in her rearview mirror as she pulled out of the rest stop just after lunch. She hoped Jerry and Winnie hadn't seen her leave. They, however, knew what her decision was as soon as she made it, and had climbed atop the RV to await her departure. Bianca hadn't heard them. Ghosts make no noise unless they want to. She pulled into a small roadside stop 2 hours later. It was time to use the bathroom. She sat on the toilet, thought about her destination, and looked forward to seeing some old friends at the carnival she was joining. There was a knock at the door. Bianca assumed it was another motorist asking for help with directions. She finished and went to the door. Jerry and Winnie greeted her. "What the fuck?" Bianca said. "Hello," Jerry said. "We told you you were our only hope, didn't we?" "Well, we meant it. You have to help us." "We won't harm you or anything," Winnie added, "but we had no choice. Neither do you." Bianca glared at them. She wondered if there was a way to escape. There wasn't. "Come in," she said. They entered and stood looking at her. She felt they were waiting for something. "What is it you want from me?" she asked. "Take us to our parents," Jerry said. "Where are they?" "Look them up again," he said. "I can't. There's no Wi-Fi here." "What about your phone?" Winnie asked. "Oh yeah," Bianca said. She took out her phone and Googled the Bixby's again. "It seems they're in suburban Philadelphia. I was planning to go to New York State." "I think your plans just changed," Winnie said coldly. For the first time, Bianca sensed menace in Winnie's tone of voice. She didn't know what they could do to her if she didn't cooperate and didn't want to find out. Bianca wasn't certain she could fight them if she had to. Bianca had had previous sporadic encounters with ghosts. The most frequent were when they appeared in her crystal ball. The ghosts she saw were customers who came to her for their futures, and she was seeing them after they died. What she saw often chilled her. She rarely mentioned it to them, however. Instead, she made up an evasive story for the unsuspecting client. There had been other encounters with ghosts that were not in her crystal ball. They were in the real world. Bianca had learned that ghosts were unpredictable. She never made assumptions about what they would do or would not do. All she knew for certain was that she had to be careful. Bianca wasn't afraid of death, not her own anyway. Most people were, and they didn't like being reminded about it. How do you tell someone you're seeing them dead? She had never figured out a way to do that, so she concealed what she saw in the crystal ball. That sort of honesty would be bad for her fortune-telling business anyway. But this wasn't business. These ghosts wanted something from her, and it seemed there was no way to escape doing what they wanted. Bianca felt trapped. She had been trapped enough times before to learn that sometimes what seemed to be a trap wasn't one. Maybe those who did the trapping were the ones who were trapped. Bianca would have to wait to see how this ordeal with Winnie and Jerry played out before she could decide what she ought to do. She drove to suburban Philadelphia and found the Bixby's house. A stout woman with a plain face and blonde hair answered the door. "Mrs. Bixby," Bianca said. "Yes." "Hello. My name is Bianca Estranho. I saw your website." "I've had a couple of dreams," Bianca lied. "Now I'm doing it too," she thought. "This situation keeps getting worse." "Oh? Please come in." Bianca entered the modest row house. Darla glanced outside at Bianca's RV and read the words painted on the side. The RV looked out of place on the quaint, quiet residential street. "Jonathan!" "Coming," Mr. Bixby said as he walked in from an adjoining room. He was the same height as his wife and had dark hair and a pleasant face. Two children tagged along gleefully. "He loves playing with our grandkids," Darla explained. "You have grandchildren? The website didn't mention that." "Yes, we had older kids beside Gerald and Winnie. Losing them was a blow, of course, but we had to keep the family going. This is Bianca. She might have information for us." "I've got more than information," Bianca thought. "I've got two ghosts who claim they belong to you. They're planning to haunt you." "Please sit down, Bianca. Can I get you anything?" Darla asked. Bianca shook her head. "So, you said you had dreams," Darla said. "Please tell us more." "I was sleeping at a rest stop in Ohio. I saw two people in my dreams. I didn't know either of them. They've never been my customers."
"Customers?" Jonathan asked.
"Bianca's a fortune teller," Darla explained. I hope it's okay to call you that.
Of course, Bianca replied.
So you're somewhat psychic, I guess, Jonathan said.
A little. I can never be sure.
I won't claim special powers or anything like that. Let's just say I'm highly intuitive.
I've learned over the years that when I get a strong intuition, like someone appearing in two successive dreams, it might mean something.
I saw on your website that you've sought leads from various sources. I felt I owed it to you to share what happened in my dream.
We appreciate that, don't we, dear? Jonathan commented.
Darla didn't nod.
Please go on.
Well, two people in the dream came to me and told me about you. They claimed they were deliberately abandoned by you years ago when they were younger than your grandchildren.
Gerald and Winifred were abducted, Darla said coldly.
That's what the website says, Bianca remarked.
What are you suggesting? Darla replied.
Maybe they don't think they were abducted. Maybe they were brainwashed or something.
Remember, this was only my dream, but I thought it was too strong a coincidence to ignore.
How did they look in your dream? Jonathan asked.
They were adults.
They didn't appear as little kids? Darla asked.
No. That's what I thought was so strange. I would have expected them to appear as kids if I was dreaming about what I read on your website.
If that had happened, I would have dismissed it and went on to my next job. But them appearing as adults seemed significant to me.
So what do you think it means? Darla asked.
I don't know.
Where were you? Jonathan asked.
I was at the towpath rest stop on the Ohio Turnpike.
Darla gasped.
That's where we were stopped when they were abducted.
That's what I thought.
You think it's a coincidence that I dreamed about them there?
I don't know, Jonathan said.
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence. That's why I drove all this way to talk to you.
It may not be a coincidence, but I don't see what it means.
Jonathan,
how could this be useful?
It's not much of a lead, Jonathan replied. I guess it could tell us they're still alive somewhere.
So that's something, right?
You didn't assume they were still alive? Bianca asked.
Jonathan shook his head.
We assumed the worst a while back, but never admitted it on our website. It seemed hopeless.
So I brought you some hope, at least, Bianca said. And I brought you so much more, you have no idea, she thought.
Bianca wondered if she should prevent Winnie and Jerry from doing what they intended to do. She didn't know if she could stop them from haunting an innocent, grieving family.
Yes. Yes, you have, Darla said. Forgive me, this is quite a shock.
I don't know what we ought to do about it. Is there more you could tell us, like where they might be?
Well, they came to me while I slept at the very rest stop where you last saw them, so I would guess they're somewhere in that area.
But that's just a guess.
Interesting, Jonathan replied. The police canvassed that area thoroughly. Nothing came up. Since it was a rest stop visited by thousands of cars every day, we assumed they were taken away as soon as they were abducted.
A logical assumption, Bianca replied.
But maybe you want to look again.
She got a strong sense one or both of the Bixbys didn't want to look again.
Not at the area near the rest stop or anywhere else. She couldn't tell if they were tired of searching unsuccessfully or didn't want to find out what had really happened to Winnie and Jerry because they had abandoned them as children claimed.
It seemed every step Bianca took enmeshed her more deeply into the mystery surrounding this family. She felt her entanglement in this strange dilemma was not finished. Bianca wished again that she could see her personal future in that crystal ball of hers. It might have helped her see a way out of this mess. End of part 3.
Thanks for listening. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved.